gender do you most closely associate with? Male, that's easy. Race. When it does the race thing, you know what I like to do? I just like to put whatever is the most contrary thing. Like, I don't participate. Please indicate your veteran status. And this is another one I don't understand why. It just keeps coming up. It's, are you disabled? What's your gender? There's one where the entire page was just things you can optionally do. So I just optionally decided not to do any of them. I am not a veteran. Save and continue. Voluntary self-identification disability. Why are you being asked to complete this form? We're a federal country. I don't want to read all that legalese. You want my legal name? Do that. And then it'll be like, but what would you be? What is your legal name? Now, what is your preferred name? I want to be called Donkey Whistle. Yes, sir. And I appreciate if you didn't snicker when I asked you to call me Donkey Whistle. I do not want to answer or no, I do not have a disability. Okay. And then it's asking me twice. It's like you have to go in another section where it asks you the same. So you got a legal name, you got your preferred name.
Dimples.
Should I call you Mr. Donkey or Donkey Whistle? Or is it Mr. Whistle?
It's Ms.
You know what I do when I recruit? I just go, hey, how's your day going? And they go, great. And I go, me too, or something like that. Fucking get in this whole, how do you pronounce your name, Sergeyevskaya? You know, or some fucking, we don't need to get into that. Aqua Wanda from the other day. How is into trying to pronounce your name? And did I say it right?
Did you skip it? Would it let you skip it?
Ooh, Aqua Wanda?
No, those applications. Did it make you fill out those long?
Certain things it makes you fill out. No, it's going to say the career site again. Yeah, just was in the site. I was just in. You just saw me doing. Tedious. Tedious is the word. And I realize with these colors, I look like some weird Waldo character. Please provide the hours. Traditional business owner, what do you want? I already did this. I'm not doing it again. Maybe it's all, you got to be going to the same place. I can't do it. There's no words there. What does that mean? What does that mean to play us out? End the show? All right, go.
Where is he?
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us.
Where is he? What's he doing?
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a cut from... I can't do it. Do it live. O'Reilly seems like he's got some issues going on with his...
What do you mean? Bill's not all right?
Bill looks to be really super old. Well, I'll look it up on the internet machine.
He looks to be really old. Is that your medical diagnosis?
Someone said the other day that if we didn't ever quantify what our age was, we wouldn't really think about dying. And John would be like, John, yeah, he passed on. And they'll be like, John was a good guy, man. Yeah, I like John. They wouldn't be like, well, John, well, he was 87. You see what I'm saying?
Of course. Is it supposed to be an open secret? Is death supposed to be like Santa Claus? We're just not going to tell the kids?
People would die, but everyone wouldn't be focused on, well, you're 40, you know, and
well, how do you,
you're over the hill.
Is this a reflection of your own fears of aging?
I don't have any fears of aging. I'm not aging. That's clearly. What was I going to look up?
Interest rates.
No, yeah, just keep yelling out shit. It's not fucking relevant to what I was trying to do.
Hitachi.
Could you help me put this chair in the back
of the van? Urine simulation.
Yeah, as a strip.
Okay. Yeah, so I was looking up jobs here, and now I'm lost. Now I'm basically lost. I did use the Pulsetto.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And I don't know how I feel about it yet. I feel like that I maybe just paid for a very overpriced electronic muscle stimulation product. 69 or something like that. If it's electronic muscle stimulation, that is a pain in the ass to put on. You have to put on, obviously, you got to lube up your
And then you got to stick those on, rehabilitate and do some chiropractic personal injury. So this one is easier to put on. You still got to put the connectivity gel on it because otherwise I think it'll electrocute you. It's like not very much, but still not great. sounds like the way Trump talks.
Did you see the White House senior living facility that somebody made?
I haven't even got into watching any of the things for the State of the Union or the parodies.
They made it. They took all the footage of Joe having memory lapses and stumbling and falling and looking like he's 200 years old. They spliced him together and made him a commercial for a retirement home for a senior living facility.
Was it AI? It's like
White House Acres. No, it was all real footage, real spliced footage.
What I was saying about this is a lot easier to put on than little stick trodes and all this stuff. And you can like put it on. If you know anything about E-stem, you got to really be slow when graduating the intensity because you'll be like, it'll lock you up and you'll be like, oh, fuck. So this one doesn't tend to do that. And I'm going to try it because it's on the vagus nerve, whatever the fuck that is.
It's the part of the piercing
fingers. I don't know. But when I see the dude, the human garage guy, when he explains it, he's always like, well, you put your hand up in here and then reach up for your cerebral cortex and do a Cheryl Pollard face and then look down on your left and it's fit. And then do that for 30 minutes and you're like,
You should have gotten here.
I can't follow
that. The thing you do in your shoulder, you should have done it in your neck. That's what I do. That drives that electrical current, you know?
No, that's what this is, isn't it?
Knots. Is it solar? Okay.
Well, these go to 11.
I use a 10 with the guy. Let's use the ear clips. I got the ear clips for the
10. Well, these go to 11.
It's just a car battery.
You know, like, how many jobs can one submit to in a 46-hour period? And the answer is hundreds, if you think about it. They're probably all going to be hitting me up at, like, Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. And then also, how do recruiters talk with other recruiters? Is it more like, hey, what's up? Yeah, hey, what are you doing here? Okay, this is what we're doing. Right? Like, is it going to be like...
super easy, right?
Yeah. You're going to be like, you want me to call you Mr. Winter? Or something like, I don't know.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Are you in or not?
So right. What are we working with here, Bill?
It's like two CIA agents.
All right, Mick. I got you. Yeah, so we can just end our little conversation here right now. It was good to talk with you and good to see you and good luck. From the day one, you get, I don't want to hear about your benefits. Benefits, in my opinion, I don't want to be all like boiler room, but benefits are for pikers. I want to go do some work. Let's fucking place some people. Let's sell some whatever we're selling.
Mr. Son of a Beach, let's play some cards.
The job search is tedious. Is everyone going to just contact me and be like, can you interview tomorrow at 3:30?
Mm-hmm. The casting call. It might be the casting cat.
That's what we're doing, and I'd be like, hey, well, it's good to meet you. You too, man. And then we're like, we just mutually maybe know that it's not a good fit.
Yeah. Maybe your eyes will lock. There'll be a fluttering heartbeats.
Well, we have 21 days of PTO, and it cruise rolls over, and you get each year you're with us.
Make some
real 10% match in a 401k, major medical, vision, dental, pet coverage. You have professional development dollars. That will give you a $250... I want to say spending spree.
What are you talking about?
That's nothing.
What is a spending spree?
No. Just remember when they had like shopping spree, but then it has a number attached to it. You're like, a spree to me is like when you have the ability, like if we can get all the steaks, or we, you know what I mean? Like we can, whatever is not nailed down. Yeah, we can get any.
The point of the word spree is get as much as you want.
Yeah. They're like, you're going to have $1,000 shopping spree. Just say shop. Just you have $1,000 to spend.
76 cent shopping
spree. When they do the mattresses, like 80% off of ball mattresses.
Right.
So everyone else has been getting fucked over on mattresses their whole life. You've just been getting fucked.
What is it? Look up the Webster definition for spree.
80% off on mattresses. Why don't you just tell me what the fucking price is and we'll just agree on it, move forward amicably. So you're using big words and I'm going to take that as an offense.
Where is that from?
You're all virgin. Let's move together amicably.
Oh my god.
I think it was Kevin Hart was trying to play.
I saw this thing today.
Play a thug. A thug. Thugalicious.
Okay.
On right now.
Great story. What did I tell you earlier? You should be what? A what?
DJ.
I think that that
DJ was DJs are hack bitches.
I think you should be DJ. Did you? You've got such a... Some nigga you wanna get tossed in the river, nigga. Put him in the mud, stick a pump, blood, nigga, no love. It's strong in the bone, when I grab that bone, then I pump that dome. Follow me, rose, too. Down this mountain, I ain't gonna find this. Oh, who wants to travel? Let's travel. Let's go everywhere.
Travel? Back in the day, before 2000... I don't want to sound like one of those people, but nonsense that is the TSA. Then, yes, traveling was kind of cool. Now traveling sounds like literally a nightmare. I will drive. Oh, you guys were in Skokie-toke, Indiana, or some place I've never heard of. Yeah, how far is it? Well, it's 11 hours. I could just drive. You don't want to fly in to get your training? No, I'll just drive, dude. I'll be there. I'll have my car.
Yeah.
Then you got to send in a reimbursement for your airfare, and it's like, dude, I'll just, you can get me when you get me on the gas money. Yes. Healthcare staffing, working for solutions. Everything is a solution. My old company's before it was purchased by the company that I'm with had a solutions in it. It's like, this is what happens. You got the solutions, and then the bigger situations come in and they go, hey, we like what you're doing with your solution. We'd like to buy your solutions and keep it going. And everyone goes, cool. Ah, that's awesome.
We're going to say company's going to be called Solutions.
We're going to be solutions to your solutions. You didn't even know were solutions. When Rumsfeld was like, hey, there are solutions and there are unknown solutions.
Unknowns, unknown unknowns.
Yeah. There's actually four.
There's four.
Yeah.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
People think it's three, but it's actually four. Very high level.
So which one are we at with this?
I don't know. I'd like to talk to you about solutions for solutions. I never even knew to ask about. We got SSL, SIS, LSS. What are we going to do? Kick against the goats? Surely not.
Color therapy guy.
I don't like this word, locums tenens. I had to copy this and look it up. It just looked, I was like, listen, I don't want to get in fucking.
Now you're in medicine.
I'm not interested in all your Latin horse shit. I got a Latin tattoo.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Memento mori.
Sounds gay.
Remember you die. It is gay.
It sounds like a tramp stamp.
It's a tramp stamp for the pre-woke. What does a locum tenens mean? Well, let me tell you. To go by the literal locum tenens definition translated from the Latin, it means to hold the place of, to substitute for, and then it has two hands shaking.
Are they shaking or are they doing something else?
They're shaking. Locum tenens providers work at healthcare facilities on a temporary basis to fill gaps in care or occupy vacant positions until a full-time provider can be found. Okay, I get it. You're a foster job. Hey, we've got something that needs, we need shit done like yesterday. Can you get in here and work here?
Oh, shit.
And then... Yeah, but it's looking for people that have already recruited for that. Same. So Georgia locums.
They might have the same stuff.
Tenons. It sounds flaky.
We're back to how it sounds.
Physicians, nurse practitioners.
I can definitely work here. Oh, I have headphones on.
Yeah, you have headphones on. Physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistant, dentist, and CRNA staff for placement anywhere in Georgia in the U.S. That just doesn't sound like a whole lot of being like jobs. Or is it? Jesus, let's look this up.
Locum tenens. Find out what the salary is. Don't forget that.
I just feel like I should have ChatGPT doing this for me. Like, hey, can you just
put money in my bank account?
No. Nothing. Can you just log into my searches and like walk this through me with like, to me, that would be, then that's the point where I'm like, oh, I'm listening. AI is really getting it. You're still loud as fuck, dude. You don't hear yourself. I'm not on a microphone. This microphone is not hot. It's just here for looks. Everybody knows that. Listen, no one's saying we're not gay, and I'll pay it away if need be, and we'll look and see if Gaggington can dial in or something and see what the fuck he can do. But I'm going to look up this thing, but I'm just saying I didn't like the name. The name is, can we just say, like, instead of, you're like, e pluribus unum. You're like,
awesome.
Okay, take your voice and divide it by two and then read the room. Chip Ahoy.
I'd like to hear someone else say that I'm being loud.
There's nobody. This is to a hypothetical audience. This might get deleted before it's ever seen. It could be edited for content. I can't do it. So we will leave you with a cutoff of Sting's new record.
What?
Take it away, Sting. Take it away, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah. What is going on with Bill O'Reilly?
She said
28 minutes later.
He's old.
28 minutes later. That's the name of this episode. 28 minutes later.
28 minutes
later. Put you through a time warp. Remember that thing you forgot about 28 minutes ago? Now you're doing a search for it. Bill O'Reilly looks like he did some commentary with. What do you say in a State of the Union when everyone's like, oh. You come on, you're like
staff meeting.
I'll tell you what you say.
It would sound just.
You're so fucking loud, dude. I'm gonna predict what he said. You ready? I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's gonna say something about diversity and equity and job security, and we recognize that times have been tough because of, you know, the administration previous to us, and it's all catching up on us, but the trend is upward, and look at me, I'm here, I'm doing the State of the Union, and Kamala's behind me, and she's fucking, what news station is this, NN? News for all of America?
It must belong to him.
Oh, he looks terrible. He looks seriously terrible. Bill O'Reilly looks terrible.
He is back. It's good to see you, big man. Nikki Haley is out, as you strongly suggested, on Super Tuesday. They're saying it's now Trump-Biden.
Stop the madness, Susan. What is he talking about? How is Biden even, I don't even understand. Like, remember when they asked, like, 2 months into the race when he's already, like, fucking up and falling downstairs and shit, falling upstairs? And they were like, hey, man, are you going to run? And people were like, remember the redhead fucking Patty Pepperhand or whatever? That fucking press secretary. That lady, she's all like, listen, he's just got here. Like, why are we talking about a re-election already? Jesus. She was all like, she's serious. She made sense. And then out of the blue, it was like a big thing. Like, is he going to run again? Oh, he hasn't decided he's going to run again. Why would he run again? He's a fucking puppet on a string. He's a marionette. He's a fucking skins moving and shit. There's three of them. There's one that looks like a goddamn demon that just is about to get levitated.
Wait, I don't know. How is he? That.
And then he's like, well, Nikki Haley is out and he knew that. How do you mean, which, how is she in? How is that ever a contender? As far as I'm concerned, more plausible that Richard Pryor will come back from the dead from Brewster's Millions and will just be like, hey, everybody, vote for none of the above. Write in Sammy Davis Jr. And I, dead Richard Pryor, will be his VP. How do you like that? John Candy will be... Rumsfeld's job. All right, so Bill O'Reilly, I don't know, whatever he's got going on, he looks terrible, and not just like physically, he looks run down physically, but when he's talking, I know when he was, not when he was crushing it, but when he was, after he had his meltdown on Hard Copy.
Do kids know about the...
What fucking kids? If a kid is on here, go, like, get your shit up to speed or fuck off.
Great.
Yeah, I got it.
Why do you have a pitch pipe?
It's not a pitch pipe.
What is this?
It's too much. It's a love tuner. It's 528 hertz. You wouldn't know about that.
It's.
I see what else is.
My prediction that Biden may be on the ticket in November. But
looks terrible, doesn't he?
He's getting. What's so? He's going downhill fast. My source.
Speaking of going downhill,
because they're not have to take him off the ticket. If he fumbles, if he garbles, if he looks like he doesn't know where he is, it's all
okay. Stop. Who is they that takes they would take him off the ticket? Who is that? What is that? Is that a Blinken? What is that? These are questions I have. I haven't heard anything about it. This is just my first impression from the news. For all of America Network, we're here for you, Cuomo and super old O'Reilly.
How important it is for the Democratic Party tomorrow night. Now, the address itself is propaganda. It's all propaganda for all of them. Every president who's ever given an address is propaganda. So if you think you're going to get something out of it, you're not. If he gets through, that's the drama. You know, I've always...
Okay.
Make sure he doesn't poo his pants.
That's the drama.
Make sure he doesn't
poo. He's like, I am the danger. That's the spectacle. Can they give him enough little adrenaline or whatever the thing is that gets him... Alive. Yeah, that gives him a little pep in his step so he can go up
this
there.
Peppy?
In the news for all of America with Cuomo. Hit him, Cuomo.
Agreed with your assessment. The State of the Union, people know this. If not, it's a Google away. Yes, it's in the Constitution that the House will invite you over from time to time, but presidents have manipulated it increasingly over time. You know, whether it was Johnson or Truman, and, you know, people used it different ways, televised it, et cetera, et cetera. But what a missed opportunity, Bill, especially right now. Imagine if Biden comes out tomorrow night and says, okay, border's a big problem. You're right to blame us on it. It's more complicated, but it doesn't matter. Here's what I'm doing. Executive order on this, executive order on this, executive. I'm looking at you, Congress, because I need rule changes also. And I need the purse strings to get the resources that the men and women who are doing the job are after.
Is he talking hypothetically about what should have happened?
No, no. Asking for, are you with the American people on this, or you just want to talk about it? What a great opportunity to do something for the country. What's the chance that happens? At least the executive order part.
Why would he be thinking about what's good and looks good for the country or optics or anything when the entire optics of the entire administration have been, fuck you. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I zoned out because of Bill O'Reilly's voice.
You lost me. Will you put this chair in the back of the chair?
And all I was thinking the whole time was how patriotic you look in your little ball gown. Not just News Nation with Chris
Homo. It does. It looks like me and Chris Homo. Chris are yeah, me and Miss Chris Cochomo Homo. We're doing a show together. It's a typical, you know, me going into a thing explaining shit you guys don't want to know about. You don't want to know about. You don't want to know who owns Bitcoin. You don't want to know who actually authored Bitcoin. If you knew who authored Bitcoin, you would sell your...
GameStop.
4 years and allowed the South to defy the federal government on everything, did nothing. That was his pop.
And maybe that's what Biden was sending her to do from the Bidenites. He was sent here to do the exact parallel thing. Like
it's all politics.
Yeah, like it's like it's our turn to do jackass policy number 159. You guys ready? Yep, we're gonna turn that on with hot sauce and fucking
bags. No, either party would do something harmful to the Republic before they would go against their party.
Yeah, so it's like it's that corporation thing. It's right. This dead thing that doesn't matter, that doesn't represent anything. Right. They're like, we can't let it fall by the wayside. No, even if it's
torture. We need to torch it.
Even if it's and everything
is down. If you have a system where the fucking Speaker of the House can make bazillions of dollars off the stock market. Yeah. And nobody feels like that's weird.
Everyone's like, well, that's conspiratorial.
Where you best. Right. That's running a capitalist nation. Where you get.
You know, let's figure out what else he's saying here. If it's of any value at all. Cuomo. News for all of America. Cuomo the homo. Bill O'Reilly.
I'm not going to get involved. And that's why the Civil War erupted as soon as Lincoln got in there. Yeah. Biden's policy is let him all in. But here's the scandal. You want the scandal, Cuomo?
Not
scandal
really.
Du jour?
Yeah.
Why is it the White House press corps asking him every single day why he's doing that? Why are you doing this when for 3 years?
You've been in reporting quotes for decades. You can't just go to the press corps and be like, hey, Biden, we're going to ask you a few questions. Why are you ruining everything? Why are you fucking everything up, dude? What's up? You don't get that for him. And that happens when they fucking, it goes to like these like manufacturing plants and Biden's like, how are you saying that? They gotta cart him off. He's like going to get in a fist fight.
And then the
Biden's like 81 or whatever, and this dude's like, man, you want to take my gun? He's like, you know, he looks like you're playing Chip. When Chip freaks the fuck out, you try to cut his nail, he spazzes out. That's what happens.
No, did you play the fried chicken?
What, Niggles fried chicken?
and he was eating a burger, and Biden was eating a burger?
Yeah, we did it.
Oh my God.
I did it on the show twice. I can't do it more than twice. Otherwise, it gets hacky.
Funny,
yeah. Biden's slutty. I can't do it. This isn't that kind of show. And that's, I can play Owen's stuff, but I'm not going to quote Owen some of Owen's stuff. I'm trying to get a job, y'all. Yeah? So Cuomo, I can't believe he even has a job. He's such a dork. He really is. Let's see. I'm gonna let you know. O'Reilly looks like he's got one foot in a grave. I'm gonna give him another couple of seconds here.
Errors that has wreaked havoc on the country, and you continue to do it. Why? Explain that.
It's a rhetorical question.
The White House press corps won't do that, and so the folks never get an answer because Biden.
I know we're not supposed to. Can't.
Your program or any other program.
Okay. Bill. It's a bravery test.
Tomorrow night, he's going to explain himself. He may do a stunt. It's possible because his poll numbers are so low. So maybe he'll pull a stunt out. But this was by design.
What kind of stunt could Biden pull? Like falling upstairs backwards. They'd be like, man, I just came out of a meeting with the aliens. Yeah, aliens, dude, you haven't heard? Alien, dude, where you been? I was like, up in the mountains. We were kayaking. Well, aliens have landed. Biden's hanging out with them. He's talking to them. Everyone, all the Republicans are like, oh my God, they're going to have the first impression. It's going to be Biden. It's going to be Biden. Meanwhile, the true earthers are over here like, yeah, space is fake and gay. That's not even a real thing. There's no aliens, idiots.
Biden wanted an open border. Why? That is the key.
Now, to bring in migrants to destabilize the United States, who will be more diversified and economically No, I'm making up shit. Okay. Just like everybody does at this point. Everyone's like, you know why I didn't say that? That's probably a deep fake. That's what's going to happen next. Deep fake will get so good. Deep fake will get so good. 100%. I saw Abomination talking about, yeah, all you need is some pussy and fried chicken or some shit. And I was like, what the fuck?
You love AI. You want to go be on an AI portal?
No, I don't. It's like a portal. If you can't stump AI, I start to get a little like, you look like you're just pasting shit, dude. You look like you're just faster at pasting bullshit to me.
If we can only have a success rate of 100% heart transplants, then we shouldn't do any. Is that what you're saying?
Don't do that. That's not logic.
That is logic.
I'm gonna look up what not logic logical that
fallacy.
Is.
Are you a logical fallacy?
Yeah, I'll look up what logical fallacy that is. Probably.
No, you.
Would you say the love that you have found is not the love that you will find? Is the love that is not easily able to be found?
I'm gonna be able to remember what I said.
Yo, I ain't heard my head saying no.
Now you're mocking me. First, it was
Don't get no scary involved. I am the security.
What's his name?
I came to do backups.
No, what's his name? What's this?
Backups to who?
James play when James Brown was high on the news.
No, because I'm doing something right now. This is what I'm doing. What was I going to look up? It's it wasn't Kung Fu Panda 4. Jesus. That's what K comes up with?
What?
The first thing comes up with if you put K on my browser
is what?
Is Kung Fu Panda 4.
That means you've been looking at panda stuff.
Fucking retardation. So Bill O'Reilly, let's finish it up with Cuomo face.
With the premise. I don't believe the policy is let them all in, because if that were true, you wouldn't have so many contacts and people being deported.
It's destabilized.
As there are right now. Now, of course, that number looks artificially impressive because there's so many more contacts than there were during the Trump administration. But they're definitely enforcing the laws. The men and women down there are trying to do their job. They're just overwhelmed, and that's the part that...
Okay, so you guys are not talking about anything. There's nothing to be gained from that conversation. I'm sorry. Let's have a conversation, not a conversation. This is stupid. They're like, let's talk about the circus of what I can't believe that such and such gets to do this and these people over here don't. You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like the fucking scarecrow on The Wizard of Oz. Well, he got thrown over here and he got thrown over there. They're able to do it. I wanted to be able to do it. They're able to do it, but I can't do it myself.
You should do voiceover.
No, because if you were doing a voiceover, I have to stay in front of the mic the whole time, like, and I couldn't be all spastic. I can't believe I used the word bombastic instead of spastic to describe what I needed to change about myself. So essentially, the first fucking almost, couple of months, I've been using the wrong word. Great.
You should play the song right now. This would be a perfect time to drop the song.
Your song.
Yeah, play that, please. That would be so funny.
I'm not I love
self-deprecating humor.
Everything you think is a good idea is.
Oh, really? Well, then play the mix I've made then.
What, the mashup?
Yes.
I can't. There's no forum for it. We're not going to look at, weird dating shit.
Last time you were saying, reciting police lyrics. I thought maybe you
Who is Bill O'Reilly's ex-wife? Okay, let's find out. Maureen E. McPhilmy? Oh, she's young. McPhilmy, I'm McPhilling you. Maureen McPhilmy.
Why did he brush his teeth?
What?
Chip's teeth.
I don't think you're supposed to brush teeth of dogs.
Really?
Yeah. In May 2015, court transcripts from O'Reilly's custody trial. Well, his ex-wife Maureen McPhilmy and revealed an allegation of domestic violence. Well, that's not nice. And Bill O'Reilly's a tall fucker, too.
He is? Really?
Oh, yeah. He's older than 57. How's that? His, that can't
I thought he was
be.
Like 75, 80.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be. This is, oh, that's when he was born. No, he's born in, he wasn't
no,
born.
54,
he wasn't born in, oh, she's 57.
Yeah, I was like,
okay. I was way off. Okay, so she's 57. Well, she certainly doesn't look 57 in that picture from 1998 or something. Let's see what she looks like now. Oh, is she now Madeline O'Reilly? You know, she would be, oh, she wouldn't go back to, would she go back to the other name?
Okay, TMZ.
Okay, let's find out. Inquiring minds don't give a... That doesn't look like her. Oh, she's a blonde now? That's not working for your coloring. Just like what I'm saying about the dating thing, that's what I would say. That's not a, like, you're ugly. That's like, that's not, that does not work with your skin tone.
Like that one that looked like the, know that.
I know it. Doesn't mean anything. You mean because you're gay. Yeah, exactly. Marine, feel me. I was feeling her back in 1998.
You know who that is?
Not necessarily now. It's Bill O'Reilly's ex-wife, one that he was domestically violent at.
Oh, Bill went off on his wife.
Oh, did you see how he threw that microphone on our toppy?
He was talking about a hot mic.
He took that thing, he was like, threw it at some guy. And
wow.
No, there was no guy, but
who's the other
they were like, because there was the producer is going, no, we're going to do a video.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but okay. Now I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Okay. What is,
for credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
And they just didn't...
They didn't give it context.
No, you know what it is?
What?
I think he was purposely being obtuse. I think he has a certain way he wants things presented. And so if they wanted to do a video, he wants the producer to go, okay, Bill, and now you're going to say, that's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you the cutoff of Sting's new record. Take it away. He's like, to end the show? I guess they're like, yeah, giving him the thing. He goes, all right, go, go. And then he's all, like, pissed off.
Can you play it? Can you play the clip?
No, you can't find it. It's been scrubbed by fucking all the conspiracy people. They were all nuts for bringing up, I'll do it, we'll do it.
No, I keep laughing at me. Maybe it was on Rumble.
It's not as easy to. It's just, you know what it is? It's just like Don Pettit. You know, I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't have the technology anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology and it's a painful process to build it back again.
Right.
Next year, we're hoping to go to Mars. You know how ridiculous that sounds? Even if you do, they're like, you didn't read that in context. Yeah, I did. Comma, then some dumb nonsense that makes no goddamn sense. We read it in context. Trust me. I've looked at the whole fucking thing. It's the same damn thing.
You should do a breakdown of
it. It's the same thing where they did. They said, like, look, are we going to take it literal? That when Buzz Aldrin was asked by the little 8-year-old girl, then you're going to go back to the moon again. He goes, that's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. And I think I know. It's because... We didn't go That's the way it was, you see. And it would be nice to know if we didn't go, why did we didn't go?
He goes into some fucking
thing. And they're like, you don't even understand context. What he was saying was.
I know it verbatim.
What he was saying was, like, why did he didn't go back? Because they had other people in line to be the next dudes to go. And he was like, oh, I thought I was going to go like back every year and like fucking do some, we were going to do a volleyball thing with intramurals and everyone was fucking stoked. And then they were like, no, dude, you guys went. And you're like, hey, Buzz, calm down. You went, okay? And then other people have to go after you so they can be like, it won't, you, dude, you don't want all that fucking heat. You don't want to be the only dudes that have ever been to the moon. It'll become conspiratorial. Everyone will be like, okay, you went back twice. Okay, you're fucking Mason. Got to send up three different dudes every time, the Trinity. Jim Lovell, because he's going to fucking do a damn movie where he pretends like that you almost got there and then they didn't. And then Tom Hanks is like, I'll be fucking, get it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough sell.
Have you done Tesla 369 on here?
No, but it was part of the numbers from my Gematria skit with Lost that I did for Bears R Us.
Oh, yeah.
Previously on Bears R Us.
What code?
Do you remember what it is?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
3, 6, 9, 11, 33, 47.
It's 47.
Last number's 47.
And then if it was going to continue on, it would be 49 for Trump's going to be win the next, whatever the thing they're calling it, is an election. Like, we need to go back to ballots. You can't hack ballots. Apparently, everything can fucking be hacked, including Bitcoin, you fucking jackasses. Right. You know, we're living in a society here.
What, who said that?
George Costanza. A lot of that shit's in my zeitgeist. Yeah, that's the Jewiest person I know is Costanza's an Italian name.
I never thought of
Jason that. Alexander. Jason Alexander is a Jew, but in the show on Seinfeld, he's not necessarily Jewish. Jason Alexander said he is doing his most shameless impression of Larry David after Larry David said something and Jason was like, listen, we got to do a rewrite here because no one would ever say this in a real situation. And Larry David goes, if it happened to me, and that's exactly what I said.
And that's why
and then so popular, he was like,
he was just being Larry David the whole time.
So I'm just going to basically be you and then that'll be the character. And that's how it became. Because if you notice, Jerry...
He was Larry.
Other than Jerry's kind of... nebbishy... Not, you know what? He's still not. He's not the nebbishy one. It's still George.
Right.
Jerry has almost disassociates himself from being of Hebrew descent or whatever we're calling it, except for his actual last name.
Right.
Because he's always like, I'll pay the bill, or it's not a problem, but my car's being, you know, into some weird zeitgeist where I'm like, yeah, everything kind of always works out for me. Yeah.
Well, it's true, it does.
That's the biggest conspiracy of all, is that everything's going to work out.
Why? Oh, I've never heard you say that.
No, Bob Marley said it.
Yeah, but why do you think that's a conspiracy? That's what I mean.
Morning. It's a joke. That's the irony. Yes.
Thank you for that.
Maureen E. Philippi. She used to be with Bill O'Reilly. No one cares. Okay. I don't even know where I left off. Oh, locum. I locum tenens. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the name. I don't like your whole...
You don't like their whole?
The whole little, we're going to, you know, they had to change the name of those people. They're called cancer registrars or CTRs. They're like, we're not going to call it ODS. They're going to change the name. Everyone's like, oh, I don't like the new name or whatever. Like, I don't care. I don't start off the conversation with stuff that doesn't matter. Like, I just want to start off the conversation like, you know, if you get this job, you're going to need your own PC setup. It's not going to be a problem for you, Roy, or whatever you said. I don't talk to you my name, Roy. But you hired me today. I'm saying, like, that's not something I start off
with. Right, right. Right. You're not going to kick it off.
It's in the fine print while I'm regurgitating whatever the fuck I'm saying. I'm like, oh, by the way, all of our clients require your own PC setups, pretty much any modern day PC you purchase the last 3 to 5 years, unless it's a specific position with such and such, and they provide laptops on those.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not a thing. You make it a thing. You're like, what do we do if we don't? You just fucking don't mention it. Why is it?
Mention it, buddy.
You brought it up. There are no accidents, just happy failures. Never the.
Is that what Bob says?
No, I made that up. It's a hybrid of Bob and myself. There are no accidents, just happy failures. You only failed because you tried to succeed. You only lose because you're a loser. You know, come up with like new platitudes, or like, you are the reason why things are shitty.
It's not
completely everything you do. It has everything to do with your behavior and not your bloodline. Hey, has this person even got an email or a cell phone number I can look at? And you go through our database, which is that database boasts 50,000 candidates in there. You go in there anytime you want to start fishing. People that you call. Give that to anybody who knows how to sort an Excel spreadsheet. They're going to come to you and they're going to say, well, if you take out every admin one, it comes out to 8,964 people. that have emails, phone numbers, and a name. That's when you take out all the duplicates, you take out all the nonsense, all the mucky muck. You know, you get rid of that. Hey, are you a traveling nurse? Do you like ping pong on Tuesdays? It doesn't sound like anything. It sounds like nonsense.
It sounds like a
Star Wars name.
Sounds like an OnlyFans name.
Yes, Locum Tenens is here to take over the province. You better get your lightsaber.
Let me see how you
say it. I don't know what you're saying. That's the first thing I would say. If somebody called me up and said they're from Locum Tenens, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I speak English. Goodbye. You called me with your nonsense booga booga language. I'm a Locum Tropum.
You're getting canceled, bro.
Waldo.
You can't cancel them if you never subscribed.
Whoa,
cold. Whoa, Howard Dean there. Yes, I don't like the name. I don't like your whole fancy. We're going to come to the table with Latin. Just say your name is, hey, we're Simpler Solutions. Okay, there's a name.
Everything in medicine is Latin. You idiot. Literally everything.
You know where the Slocums comes from?
No, what?
Slocums is a fucking seafood restaurant next to the Pizza Hut that I delivered for when I was in high school.
In New York?
No, in fucking Norcross.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you go to Meadow Creek?
No, I went to Berkmar.
You went to Berkmar? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Slocums, Locums.
You're OG.
That's why I get that. That's why that whole thing bothers me, probably. The Locums rhymes with Slocums, and I think about that.
Pizza place.
That shitty, like, it wasn't. I couldn't even believe anybody would go get seafood from this place. So you're in the middle. Everyone's like, "Hey guys, what do you want to do tonight?" Well, let's go down to Slocum's because we're in Norcross, Georgia. Is a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia. If you know anything about Atlanta, Georgia, it's in the middle of the state. There is no water. You got Lake Lanier.
We're in the middle. We're to the north.
I'm not going to split hairs here. Okay. The point is, yes, we're landlocked. This is not, we're not in Augusta. We're not on the ocean. So when you want to come, you want to come to the table and you're like, hey man, you want to go on to Slocum's and get ourselves some fucking, you know, Dungeness crab. I understand they got a bar and all that stuff, but I didn't get it. It didn't make any sense to me. I did realize one of the guys that taught me the ropes of delivering pizzas was that you put the pizza in your trunk. Because you're delivering pizzas all the time, and your car's gonna smell like pizza.
What's wrong with that? That sounds great to me.
Yeah, she's like, that's lovely. You put them in these sleeves that would keep them, you know, hermetically.
We've all got pizzas before.
Okay, so I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know.
No, the trunk thing is new. The trunk thing.
Pizza Hut. That's another thing. Pizza Hut from when I used to deliver it, that was some good ass pizza. It's not the same ingredients in 1992 as it is now.
Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Papa John's did step up to the plate. They did.
Only
their territories.
Only after the nigger thing, though.
But the territories is the funniest thing because Papa John's just like, yeah, we don't deliver there. And they're just like, well, how do we get it? They're like,
that's like Jimmy John's.
Into our area and then order there and then we'll deliver it to you. And
they're Jimmy like, John's is like, well,
that doesn't work out with my plan to not tip you and then mug you. My friend Mark would be there and he'd check us out. We would like do quotes from John Candy movies. So we would sit there and literally quote the entire movie, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He'd start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile.
You just took me way back.
Cheeks. Leave me a Dotson, a fucking Buick, a fucking Plucker, a Plucker Plucker.
You know this is part of your
fucking wheels on a seat.
Your ability to do this? You're fucking autistic as fuck, bro.
Really, you don't like the way I... I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with keys to a fucking car.
Autism?
That isn't fucking there.
Spectrum?
And then I didn't...
Disorder.
Here to walk across a fucking runway.
Okay.
To get here and see you smile in my fucking face.
I
want a fucking...
What's the guy that wears the red and black the red and black costume?
Yeah.
You know, he wears the red and black thing.
Sure enough.
No. You have to like lumberjack
order some dominoes.
I'm not doing that shit.
You fucking suck, bro.
You fucking suck. That's why I'm fucking healthy.
Let me see ChatGPT.
I might ask ChatGPT. A good one.
Ask what the Baha'i Faith is.
I don't want to get into your rhetoric.
Rhetoric?
Okay. Like, that's what the Baha'is believe too. They believe in Jesus. Yeah,
you guys call yourselves bears, bro. You guys are a little mini religion.
They're like, dude, we believe in Jesus and we also do like a multi-level marketing thing. You know?
You remember when the Baha'is
did this? Yeah, I remember, dude. I know. I'm like that person. I was never religious. Religious is bullshit. But it's not religious. We were about being righteous. But my point being, I digress, is that I see everything. I'm 360. Microsoft Office is not 360.
Here comes the
if
bank.
There's 360, you would click and you'd be like, oh, everything just fucking works. Well, it doesn't work. You got to fucking set up the year. When will they end? No, daylight savings time. That's what's on the tip of everyone's tongue these days. Daylight savings time, DST for all you acronym aficionados. Policies can vary by country and region. Specific timing of when it ends depends on where you are. No. I don't want to know like literally when is it ending. When are we going to stop observing daylight savings?
Is that something that's on the table for debate?
It was, and then it was going to be a done deal, and then they were like, oh, well, they're still trying to hash it out. We're going to do it again. You're like, fuck, man, I was looking forward to not having my circadian rhythms.
Totally jerked.
The decision to stop observing daylight savings time varies by country and region. Yeah, there's like two states in the union. They're like, we don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, Arizona and like Michigan. I mean, yeah, Montana or something. Some regions have already stopped observing it. Good for you guys. While others continue to do so, the majority continue to do so, not others. Correct? Energy consumption.
Correct.
And productivity. Big time. However, the timeline for ending DST can differ from place to place, and it is ultimately up to the policymakers and legislative bodies to enact change. So we will now go to the Google and say, will Georgia be observing daylight savings? I can't type and talk at the same time. Legislation. All right, not really. Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill in April 2021 for Georgia to switch daily savings time year-round, but you should not expect time change to stop anytime soon. The law will only go into effect if Congress lifts the federal prohibition on states making daylight savings times permanent. See where we're going with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're like, well, we need to get a note from your father and your mother and says that they both agree that they are really happy with the terms of the custody situation. Yeah. They're like, dude, you did not return the bright winter coat. So I'm going to write something up in the portal now. And when the judge sees this, when we go back to court for the kids back, 2 years from now and spend, $12,000, be like, judge, you can't, you're not going to believe how many times Mr. Johnson did not return the right winter coat to Colby. And so it caused a lot of problems. Colby is now in therapy. Has PTSD and only refers to himself as Donkey Whistle. Donkey Whistle is his preferred name. We're not getting into pronouns. He's protected under the Sunshine Protection Act, so he doesn't have to deal with that, which should encompass us getting rid of daylights. I'm sure Florida's fucked. Florida's probably like, we got rid of that in 2020. The 2018 Florida lawmakers agreed with Buchanan. The Florida legislation passed the Sunshine Protection Act. The permanent change to daylight saving time hasn't happened. But when is it going to happen? Is Florida getting rid of daylight savings time? Florida became the first state to enact legislation to permanently observe daylight savings time in 2018. 18 states have passed similar laws since then, according to National Conference. So then you have to ask the question, who is against continuing to keep daylight savings time on? What is that? Is that a person? Is that an entity? Or is that just a red tape, nonsensical process? Because it sounds like they're like, well, I mean, if you want to come down to Antarctica and do some exploration, you're going to have to go through proper channels. What's that? Oh, you need to file some petition and then it can be roundly ignored and or declined by any of the 147 participants on the treaty. And there's no time frame and nobody has any kind of accountability, because it's not like there's a bunch of processing center where someone's sitting around and they're like, oh, we got another person trying to go see Antarctica, huh? What's this one look like, Billy? And he's like, well, they got all the right things. He's like, all right, we'll put it through to, step two. It's like, so I don't know who it is. Who is like, yeah, we need to keep this in place because it's a tradition and it's a time-honored tradition that everyone's like, oh, fuck, man. Is that the one where we gain it or we lose it? They're like, I don't know, man. Oh, fall back, spring forward. Oh, man, we get another hour. Cool. Yeah, but then we're like, at the end of the day, it's going to suck because it's going to be totally dark. They're like, yeah, my energy's off. So you just go, you know what? Sometimes you just got locum's tenets, First fighting daylight savings time, you're a total douche. I was having a discussion with ChatGPT about the Antarctica with Admiral Byrd. I have a screenshot of it. In ChatGPT, this is how I know ChatGPT is stupid. Contradicting itself within four paragraphs. So here's what I said. I said, didn't Admiral Byrd mention more land with enough resources to run the world for quite a long time? ChatGPT. There are various theories and claimed associates associated with Admiral Richard Byrd's expedition to Antarctica, including some that suggest he discovered additional land masses or resources beyond what was previously known. Hold on. However, it's important to differentiate between factual accounts and speculative claims, okay? So it just automatically goes, yeah, it's just a bunch of stuff some people said somewhere. No. I've seen a video of the dude talking in the 50s about it on TV. But paragraph two, Admiral Byrd's expedition to Antarctica focused primarily on scientific research, exploration, and mapping of the continents. Okay, that's important for you to understand and underscore. His primary scientific research was his focus and exploration and mapping of the continent. Cool? Moving on. While his expeditions did contribute valuable information about Antarctica's geography and climate and wildlife, there's no credible evidence to support the idea that he discovered additional land masses or resources that could run the world for quite a long time. Quotes.
Admiral, you speak of the resources of Antarctica. What are they? What are the natural resources there?
Well, we've found enough of coal within 180 miles of the South Pole, in a great ridge of mountains that's not covered with snow, enough to supply the whole world for quite a while.
Okay. Moving on, third paragraph. Some of the claims and theories attributed to Admiral Byrd, such as the evidence of secret civilizations or vast hidden resources in Antarctica, are often based on misconception, misinterpretation, or fictionalized accounts of his expedition. So here is where ChatGPT is throwing you a little curveball. It goes, some of the claims and theories attributed, such as the existence of secret civilizations. He doesn't mention anything about secret civilizations in that broadcast that I saw. Maybe he wrote in some other works. Maybe he had a diary. Maybe he didn't say it all. But they throw that in there and make it seem like that is along with something he did say on the show, which is that he said enough resources to run the world for quite a long time, end quote. They said vast hidden resources. And then secret civilization sounds conspiratorial and ooh, wow, ooh, that's sexy. Oh, space. Oh, fuck space. We got secret civilizations. Where are we going to space for? That space sounds cool and bullshit. Let's go do some fucking secret civilizations. He never mentioned that in the main forum of what we're talking about. So not in the same context of that conversation. Often based on misconceptions, misinterpretation, or fictionalized accounts of his expeditions. It sounds like something like Bill fucking Clinton would say, you know, using two M words back to back. I'm sure there's some weird wordology, gematria horseshit with that. Fourth paragraph, it's essential to approach such claims with skepticism and rely on verified scientific evidence and historical records when discussing Admiral Byrd's expeditions and their findings in Antarctica. I actually find that to be a run-on sentence. That's a whole other... Yeah, I am ending this. But I think it's a run-on sentence. It's essential to approach such claims with skepticism and rely on verified scientific evidence and historical records when discussing Admiral Byrd's expeditions and their findings in Antarctica. Okay, so that just says what? That doesn't say anything. Be logical and no. Be skeptical. Be skeptical of what he actually said on the news show in the 50s from on video. While Antarctica remains a fascinating and largely unexplored region, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And some stupid ass, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson nonsense. Where they trip up here, where the fourth paragraph is now contradicting the third paragraph, it says, while Antarctica remains a fascinating and largely unexplored region. Wait a minute. Third paragraph, Admiral Byrd's expedition in Antarctica focused primarily on scientific research, exploration, and mapping of the continent. Mapping of the continent, not working on it, not putting together a plan, not we got a 30-year situation, we're going to get that continent down there. But man, that storms and all the conditions down there are highly toxic to just, you know, getting out there and mapping it. He mapped it supposedly. He explored it. He went down there 4 fucking times. Okay. So it's a done deal. So now you're going to go back into this. Oh, it's fascinating because it's largely unexplored. They just went down there and they said, you know what? We're going to go up to a certain point, but that's still like a bunch more snow, and you know what, our guys are cold and we're hungry, we want to get back and get some stew, and this storm is killing us, so I'm sure there's more snow and shit, but we're not going down there. Well, then that makes no sense, because you already said you mapped the continent. You already have a shape on the globe that shows what this continent looks like. So which is it? Is it largely unexplored region, or it is a mapped out continent that happens to be on every globe and blah 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 blah? So yeah, I'm landing on the plane. I'm working on this Pulsetto thing, man. I'm giving it a shot. I'm actually going to go relax now and eat something and use the Pulsetto thing on my neck. It says it reminds you on the app like you're overdue for your burnout session or something. You have stress reduction, coping with anxiety, improving sleep, managing pain, and preventing burnouts. I did the improving sleep last night, and that was 10 minutes. And it's okay. I'll let you know. All right. Onward and upward. Keep it in the road.
It's time for the Longines Chronoscope, a television journal of the important issues of the hour, brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good evening, this is Frank Knight. May I introduce our co-editors for this edition of the Longines Chronoscope? Larry Lesser, CBS News correspondent, and Kenneth Crawford, National Affairs Editor of Newsweek magazine. Our very distinguished guest for this evening is Admiral Richard E. Byrd.
The Pole and the South Pole. Is there any unexplored land left on this earth that might appeal to adventurous young Americans?
Yes, there is. And not up around the North Pole, because it's getting crowded up there now, because they find out it's really usable, not only to live in, but militarily. But strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America. And it's, I think it's quite astonishing that there should be an area as big as that unexplored.
That's a tremendous
challenge. So there's a lot of adventure left down at the bottom of the world. Number of expeditions that will follow, I think, year after year, the bottom of the world, because the government has really become interested.
Well, Admiral Byrd, I can understand, I think everybody can, the interest in the North Pole, because it's so near our greatest challenger, Soviet Russia. But why this interest in the bottom of the world? Nobody living down there, is there?
No, it's pretty cold. There's only one permanent resident, that's the Emperor Penguin. The little ones live further north. I tell you one reason they're interested. It's by far the most valuable, important place left in the world for science. That's why the scientific groups all over the nation are really interested. But more important than that, it has to do with the future of the nation, those to come after us, or even during your lifetime. Because it happens to be an untouched reservoir of natural resources.
Admiral, you speak of the resources of Antarctica. What are they? What are the natural resources there?
Well, we've found enough of coal within 180 miles of the South Pole in a great ridge of mountains that's not covered with snow, enough to supply the whole world for quite a while.
Well,
that's the coal. Now, there's evidence of many other minerals. We are pretty sure there's oil. Now, that coal shows the bottom of the world. Now, by far, the coldest spot in the world. Where that coal is gets 100 below zero in the winter.
Well,
it was once tropical. So we think there's oil there, and there's evidence, probably uranium there.
Is it any secret? Is there uranium there? That would be the only thing that would be practical to actually go after, I suppose. Everything else would be economically unfeasible, wouldn't it?
Well, as we recklessly expend our resources, the time will come when we'll have to go after that stuff down there. Well, you know, I avoided what you said about uranium. I'm not sure about that. I don't want to have the world fight over the Antarctic.
Admiral, is there a competition among other nations to try to get information about Antarctica and possibly to secure some of these resources?
Well, yes. There are now seven nations very much interested. Russia is interested tremendously. That I'm sure of. Australia has an expedition down there. The Argentine, the Chile, New Zealand, Britain, and so on. Now, you can understand those people down there being interested because they live down there, the New Zealanders, the Argentinians, the Chileans, and Australians. And so we don't do much about claiming anything.
Admiral, you make this sound a little crowded. Are there that many expeditions now there or en route there?
Well, you know, as I said, it's the most peaceful place in the world, but I don't think it will be for long because of this intense interest on the part of other nations and this nation.
Well, Admiral Byrd, are private expeditions a thing of the past? Is expedition and exploration, making expedition and exploration now purely a government function because of the tremendous cost?
No, I don't think so. I think down south, it may be more or less a thing of the past, but not other expeditions that go there. A lot of them go north now.
This latest expedition now on the way is a government expedition, I take it.
Yes, that's the government.
But Bert, may I ask you, is there a great difference between the top of the world and the bottom of the world?
There is. Now, the North Pole is the center of an ocean 10,000 feet deep. The South Pole, the center of a plateau 10,000 feet high. The North Polar Sea is surrounded by continents that are slightly frozen. The Antarctic continent is surrounded by a belt of ice, frozen seas of at least 1,200 miles thick. Now, the south is a plateau. It gets, in some places, 14,000 feet up. I've been over areas about 13,000, and it's a little bit chilly up there.
Well, I'm just not retarded. Like, I'm just not, like, an actual retarded person.